Tonight's shir Simin Chaf Hey Seif Yud Gimel. Nahagu ha'oilam shlolachlots tefillin and acher kedushas uvolatzion. Shulchan Aruch says the minig of the world is not to take off tefillin until after the kedusha we say to uvolatzion. The Rama adds v'yesh mi shekasev, there are those who write al tzan ha'kabbalah based on Nister. Shlolachlois at Amraham Shalosh Kedushos V'Arba Kadeshim, that one should not take off the tefillin until it was said with them three kedushas and four kadoshes. Dahayinu la'acher kadosh yasam, which is after kadosh yasam. V'hachi nohaga medaktim, that's what the medaktim are careful with. The Mishnah Berurah changes it around to four kedushas and three kadoshes. Reverses it. That person should make sure a pisoid to keep this film on for three kaddishes and four kedushas. Shulchan Aruch continues, Ubiyom sheyesh b'sefer Torah no hagin shelo l'chol tzamad sheyachzir sefer Torah v'yinichu b'heichal. On a day with this kriyas Torah, the minhag is not to take off the tefillin until the sefer Torah are brought back in the heichal. The Shulchan Aruch is writing this because the Shulchan Aruch was of the view that Sefer Torah went back after Volatzin.
Yeah,
because otherwise, you would have back already. The minig of Nusach Sfarad is to put the Sefer Torah back after Volatzin. So then on a day when you have Sefer Torah, you don't take it off by the Kedusha of Volatzin, you wait until the Sefer Torah goes back to the Hechel. The Amor says, V'hayne b'makom sh'machnis na Torah l'ach Volatzin goel. That's in a place where the Sefer Torah goes back after Volatzin. Alfi minig medinos elu, but according to the minig of our land, shemachnis matar miyad lachar kriya, the Sefer Torah goes right back after kriya sateira, ein lechaltsim makom avashayam. Then don't take her off after kriya sateira. Do like any other day, wait for a volatzian. Shulchan Aruch concludes, b'yom rosh chodesh choltsim osam kodem tefilas musaf. On rosh chodesh, the tefillin come off before musaf. The Ramah adds, "V'hor din mechal amoyd." The same is true of chal amoyd. Of course, the Mechaba is not going to say that because Mechaba holds you don't want to fill in chal amoyd. The dafka b'makom she'omim v'musaf kedushas keser. It's only where you say kedushas keser in musaf that we're concerned to take off the tefillin before musaf. But the practice is take off tefillin before musaf, no matter what, even if you're not going to say Kedusha with Kesa. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kardon Hey Nagu Oilam V'yei She'ein Mashin Aleim Yosem Nechiv. Some people don't leave tefillin on more than the absolute necessity. That Tzvichin Gufnaki, you have to have a clean body. V'akol Yifim Mashu Odom. Everyone knows according to what he is. Em Ein Lo Gufnaki Misar Shem Yafich Yisalak Miyad. If he doesn't have Gufnaki, if he has stomach issues, he's afraid he may pass gas, take the tefillin off right away. If you look at Simon Lam Zayin, the Mishum Hachi, Ein Roi V'Oem No Hagen L'Nicham, Kalim, this is why most people don't wear tefillin all day. Once upon a time, people wear tefillin all day. Not anymore. Because we can't maintain Gufnaki. U'B'Shem Ho Arizal Kosvu, they write in the name of Arizal, Shto Ho'y Cholei Tzad Acher Alkein Akav L'Cho. He would not take a tefillin until after Alkein Akav L'Cho. U'B'Yom She'yesh Bo Mila, on a day with his bris Mila, it's fitting not to take off tefillin until after the bris. Because mila is an ois, is a sign between us and Hashem, and so is tefillin. And therefore, you leave the tefillin on until after the bris.
But that's why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, because it's an ois.
So the kasha is, on Shabbos, we bedafka don't wear tefillin, because you don't have the extra ois. So there, in fact, there are opinions that you do not wear tefillin for mila. And because there's opinions both ways, what I've heard from Arabim is if your tefillin is on, you leave them on. But if your tefillin were off, you don't put them on special. So this gets into an issue on Rosh Chodesh. The bris is going to be after Musaf. So do you put the tefillin back on to cover the bris milah? Does the Baal Bris put the tefillin on? And Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said no. Shlomo Zalman said you don't put it back on because anyway there are those who hold you don't put it on for the bris, and there are others who hold on Rosh Chodesh, you don't put it on after Musaf. So he says don't put it on. Se'if katan unvav.
All these halachos refer only to the Baalei Simcha or anyone who's in the minyan.
Whoever's there. Well, you don't take it film. If you add the bris, you leave it film off till after the bris. it doesn't mean you leave your tefillin on until after Kriyas Hashem. How would you take a my tefillin as soon as the bris was done? You, while the father's man, you after his bracha left nisa b'vis, then you take a tefillin. You don't have to wait for the Kriyas Hashem to take a tefillin.
You're going to get a kiva.
That's something else. Sivka anun vav. Shalosh kedushos. So the lushna of the Ramah is you leave your tefillin on until three kedushas and four kaddishes. Tosof, this is a mistake. What it should say is shalosh kaddishim ba'aba kedushos. There are three kaddish and four kedushos. What are the four kedusha? Ki baruch hu Hashem nechshav chada. The baruch hu after yishtabach is already one kedusha. She davar shem kedusha. It's a davar shem kedusha. Ukedusha safa brewer shnia. Then we say kedusha in birchas kriyishma. That's two. Kedusha sa'amida. Then there's kedusha by chazaras hashas. That's three. Kedusha zvalatziyon. That's four. Ushlosha kaddishim. Who? What are the three kaddish? Chatzi kaddish akodim baruchu. First is chatzi kaddish before baruchu. Chatzi kaddish achav filas shmonesrei. The chatzi kaddish following shmonesrei. The kaddish shalim shachav vavatziyon and the kaddish after vavatziyon. Umikol malkom. However, mash mepimi godim ushar echonim. The implication of the Prima Gadim and other later authorities, that in the places that have the custom of saying Kaddish Yosem daily after Aleinu, wait until after Kaddish Yosem. We already mentioned the Arizal to wait for Alkei Nekava. And now it's saying that if you're going to say Kaddish after the Alkei Nekava, so wait until after that Kaddish. Those people who are busy folding the talis or wrapping up the tefillin and putting it in its back while they're saying Kaddish, that's not good. Or even if they're not saying it, either the one who's saying it or even the people listening. You have to have kavanah when you say Hesh Merabba. The response to Amen Hesh Merab is in fact greater than the response to Kedusha. As the Magen Avraham explains there. And certainly it's not less than any other bracha that Rabban instituted. That while you're saying the bracha, you can't do any activity at all, even a light activity. Basically, we say in the Magen Avraham later on, Kutz Adyalef. So certainly the person saying Kaddish shouldn't be busy putting away his talis and film while he's saying Kaddish. And even the person listening has to have kavana when he answers Yehesh Merabah, at least that much. He should not be doing anything else when he's doing that, answering Yehesh Merabah. Sivkot Nun Zayin. Ad Sheyach Zivu. On the day this Kriyas Torah, wait for the Torah to go back to the Hecham. Remez Ladavar, there's a hint. Vayavar Malkom Lifnehem, the Melech went ahead of them, Haina Sefer Torah, that's the Sefer Torah. Vashem Berosham, and Hashem is on their head, B'tfilin Tzitfilin. Basis. Sivka Nun Ches, V'yenichu B'Hecham, they put the Sefer Torah in the Hecham. V'achol Tzon Koidim, if you have to take off your tefillin before that, al kaponim yizer shol yachlutz ashal roish b'fnei sefer Torah. Be sure not to remove the tefillin shal roish in front of sefer Torah. Kadei shol yigale roshol b'fnei, your head should not be exposed in front of it. El yistalik l'tzadon, and rather go to the sides. Ul b'shayad aleka gila, as far as the shayad is, where you don't expose yourself, ol b'tefillin shal roish tachas talis gadol, or if you have your talis gadol over your shal roish, shari would be okay. So this is a matter of showing proper derech eretz in the presence of the Sefer Torah. Sivkatan Nuntes. On a day where there's Musaf, like Rosh Chodesh, you take off the tefillin before Musaf. Achar shehechziru ha-Sefer Torah behechol. After the Sefer Torah goes back on the Hechol, that's when you take off your tefillin before Musaf. U'b'mekamoseinu, and in our places, shemechnis and take off achar kriya, the Sefer Torah goes back in the Aron right after Kriya. Yechal tzeim achar ha-Kaddish ha-Kodin tefilas Musaf. So then you take off the tefillin following the Kaddish that precedes Musaf. After the Oval Tzion, the Kaddish, then you take off the tefillin. U'bel Yerabba Kosev, El Yerabba writes, Dibosh Chodesh yachlitz achar kedushas Oval Tzion, that on Rosh Chodesh you should take off the tefillin as soon as they finish the Kedusha, or after they finish the Kedusha while Tzion, before the tefillah near the end, don't wait until after the kash, take them off. We don't want a separation between the kaddish and the shmona esrei. So rather than have a break between kaddish and shmona esrei with taking off tefillin, tefillin should come off in the middle of Olatzin. But the practice is not to do that. L'maisa, we wait until after the kaddish. That's the way to take off tefillin. Se'if katan samech, v'hu hadin v'chol ha'moed. So the Rama interjects, the same is true on Chol HaMoed, you take off your tefillin before Musaf. V'achronim kas v'achronim right. Kiven the yesh oimim shlol anir klal b'chol HaMoed, since there are opinions that you don't put on tefillin at all on Chol HaMoed. Kid l'kamon b'simen laman alf, as we see later in simen laman alef. Yemayah l'chol tzen kodim ha'halal, better take them off quickly before you get the halal. V'achshiach sibur achar hal, but the shiach sibur will wear the tefillin until after halal. After Shmona Esrei, before Halal, there is a pause because people wait for the Lulav and Esrik. Then even the Sheikh Sibu should take off his tefillin before Halal. Before Halal. If someone has a custom to wear tefillin all day, then after Musaf is over on Rosh Chodesh, he'll put them back on. He doesn't have to make a new bracha. If he had in mind when he took them off to put them back on, the way we learned in the Ramos Pesach in Seif Yud Beis. And don't put them back on at all until evening. And I don't think he means to say, and therefore at night put them on. This means that's it for the day. You're done. Those people who wear Benatam tefillin. And Chol HaMoed, don't put them on at all. Most people who wear Benatam tefillin don't wear tefillin Chol HaMoed to begin with. Ubrosh Chodesh, as far as Rosh Chodesh goes, Yuchlo Lahanichim Achash Yisam Ashiach Tzibet Tfilis Musaf. They could put it on after Musaf is over. Once the Sheikh finishes Musaf, at the end of davening, they could then put on a Benatam tefillin. Or alternatively, Sheyasiru hatfilin shel Rashi koidim ulatzian. They'll take off the Rashi tefillin. Well, they'll take off the Rashi tefillin before ulatzian. V'shel benatam yilubishu be'es amiris of ulatzian. Then they'll wear the benatam for ulatzian. And then they won't put anything on after Musaf. Now, I think most people who are Rabbeinu Tam will actually put on the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin by Chazaras HaShatz of Shachris. After Kedusha of Shachris, they'll take off the Rashi and put on the Rabbeinu Tam, and they'll wear the Rabbeinu Tam through Hal and Kriyas HaTorah, and Rashi will see then take off the Rabbeinu Tam there. So, Kedusha Samach Hal, Kedusha's Keser. The Ramah goes on to qualify that the Indian of taking off tefillin before Musaf Rosh Chodesh is only because they're going to say Keser in Musaf, but if you're not going to say Keser in Musaf, it's not a problem. Kedusha's Keser perish meaning to say, B'malkum shonu oim the Kadesh from Musaf, or we say the Kadesh in Musaf, oim the mixes mekoim is Keser yit nilchot. Some places actually say Keser. L'chein einochim lihios oz Keser of tefillin off. So if you're saying Keser, you shouldn't have the Keser of tefillin upon you. V'afilu be'eis tefillin salachash, even in the silent Shmona Esrei, when you're not yet up to the Keser, as long as you're Chazos HaShatz, but still, if you're going to say Keser in Chazos HaShatz, not to wear this film. Upashut, Dimshach, Avahiskel, Espal, Ben. What happens if you forgot and you start davening Musaf wearing your film? So, like the Mishnah words, Pashut. Lo Yechal Tzim Ben, don't stop in the Shmona Esrei to take off your film. Dein Rak Min Hag, the whole thing is a minig. So, if you start your Musaf Shmona Esrei and Rosh Chodesh wearing tefillin, keep on davening with your film until after, take it off afterwards. Then the Ramah finishes off that Lamais, the meaning is, even if you don't say Kedushas Keser, to take off tefillin before Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Sifkot Samach Beis Bechol Mokom, Vataz Kasav de Hanoi Shenachos Musaf Enof Teluna. The Taz says if one has a meaning to keep his tefillin on for Musaf, it's not a complaint. We don't say Kedushas Keser, so what's the problem? Veshamaiti al Gedol Hador Echod Shlo Hoyacholz Musaf. And I heard about one Gedol Hador who did not take off his tefillin from Musaf, he left them on. But if you daven in a shul with everyone else, certainly you should not do any different from the minig of the tzibur. If the tzibur takes off the tefillin, you take off the tefillin. So shayla, what if a person is davening shacharis when the tzibur is davening musaf? So shoydish, and he came late, so he wants to daven his silent shacharis with the tzibur's musaf. And Mistami, he'll daven his musaf with Chazaras Hashatz and get like a tefillah b'tzibur like that. So he brings in the notes that Lamaisa, he can wear his tefillin. He can wear his tefillin by his shacharis, even though no one's wearing tefillin in shul. So it doesn't look very good. But Lamaisa, he's davening shacharis. So he could keep his tefillin on for such a case. Then he goes in the reverse case. Let's say he's davening musaf when everyone else is davening shacharis. He has to run out. So it's the only chance for tefillah b'tzibur. So he doesn't have to wear his tefillin. But then he says, maybe he should keep his tefillin on, because he's not going to say Kedushas Keser anyway. So the male, you don't have the... I think most people just take off the tefillin before Musaf without making that differentiation.